In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In Gospel according to St. Matthew today, telling us about the story of the king's temptation, the temptation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, after baptism, it was a very clear sign from heaven saying, God the Father said, this is my beloved Son. Then after that, immediately Jesus went to, he said, led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. So he went to the wilderness to just for himself also. In the meantime, he knows very well that he will be tempted by the devil. Nothing telling us that the devil didn't tempt Jesus Christ the 40 days. But the gospel told us about the main temptation, the three main temptations at the end of his fasting. But it's always when you do something good, belongs to God, be ready to be tempted from the devil. So he went to the wilderness and stayed for 40 days and 40 nights fasted. Actually, Jesus could be able to stay more than 40 days, but he has to, as a human, a full human, has to do the same, like the maximum that the people before him and after him, like Moses and Elijah, they stayed for 40 days. So if he fasted more than that, the people might say, no, he has no body or flesh like us. So when at the end, he said afterward he was hungry. I'm sure he was very hungry from the beginning, but he kept hungry and hungry more. 1 week, 2 weeks, still didn't eat anything. 3 weeks, a month, he didn't eat anything. He was very hungry. But at the end, he was really, really hungry. And at that time, the tempter came to him. And if you see that the tempter came to him and he told him many things, that it's until today, he's doing the same with us. Until today, doing the same with us. The first one, the first temptation, he asked him to turn the stones to be bread to eat. He, for sure, Jesus would do that very easily. He made hundreds of miracles after that. But he's not doing miracles just to show off or to show that he is strong enough to make miracles. And those who are always making miracles, they're always humble and not to show either themselves or other to show off. So Jesus said to him, it's written. It is written. And every time he said to him, it is written. Because without what is in has been written in the Bible, you can't fight with the devil. The devil always also can use the what is written to tempt you. But he twists the verses. As in the second one, the devil came and he twists the verse and say to him, you know, it's written that if you throw yourself from the mountain, the angel of the Lord will carry you. If you fall by mistake, or you don't, if you are on top of a mountain and happened that, yes, the angels of the Lord will carry you. But you don't do it by yourself and throw yourself and show that for the whole world, look at me, I am a superman and the angels will carry me. No, never happened that in our Christianity or before the Lord Jesus Christ. The third temptation was about the world. I will give you the world. He is the ruler of the world. And until today, he said to you and to me and to everyone, you know, me belongs to me, and I will give you a very good job. I'll give you more money. I'll give you whatever you want. But you have to be away from God. Forget him. Be with me. Because of that, we have a new sin in our generation called busyness. We are very busy. We are always busy. I don't know why. We are not busy for anything, but for Christ, for church, for something, religion, no, I'm busy. So, and even if you can spend the whole day talking with the people and chatting and doing whatever you want, and when God said to you, okay, stand up for prayer, you know, I am so busy now, I can't do it, you know, and I'll pray, but not now. Can you go to confess? You know, Abuna always busy, and I am busy too, so there is no time for confession. I will confess later. Can you come to the church early? Yes, why not? But, you know, I'm busy always, and it's a busyness. Sin. And the world is, the devil can give you anything from this world, whatever you want. But the good guy, the one who belongs to God, always his heart in heaven, not here on earth. We don't need anything from this world. When I was seeing the 21 martyrs few days ago in Libya, I was amazed. I said, yeah, their hearts were in heaven. They told them, if you say, I am a Muslim, that you will be okay. You'll not be killed. But they said, no. Our heart in heaven. Our heart there, our treasure there in heaven, not here. I don't want anything from this world. It's written that the heaven is there, and it's written that Jesus is waiting for me. So all my heart, all my longing is there to be in heaven. I remember that two years ago or so, somebody told me, Abuna, would you please come in one of the states here? Would you please come and pray for my tata? I said to him, okay. I went with him, then on the way I said to him, how old is Teta? He said, I don't know, we stopped counting after 95 or something like that. I said, wow, did you stop counting for a long time? Or? I said, yeah, quite a bit. When I went there, I found his Teta actually the IV lying in her bed for few days, didn't even open her eyes at all. She was in coma. So I said to them, actually, I've seen her children, grandchildren, grand-grandchildren, grand-grand-grandchildren, so five generations at least. All of them were there. So I said to them, guys, can I pray for her to go to heaven? They said, Abuna, we brought you to here to pray for her to be cured, and you are going to pray for her to go to heaven? I said, yeah, this is the best thing for her, because are you selfish? You are thinking about yourself only? They said, we love her so much, Abuna, we want her to be with us. I said, it's okay. She's a blessed lady, and I believe that you want her to be with you, but it's unfair to let her stay. I myself went to my mom And I said to her, Mom, is it enough for you here on earth? Would you please go to heaven? I don't want you to go to and tell your mom like that, okay? But my mom was gonna be sick a little, so I was afraid that she will be in bed and suffering. So I told her, you can go to heaven, please, can you? She said, how? I said, I think if you pray, I've seen Abuna Tadros al-Antoni was with me in the car, and he said to me, can I go to heaven now? When I said, yes, within 4 minutes, he went to heaven. So he asked the Lord, and the Lord take him. So if you pray, God will take you. So you pray, and I'll make Matanya for you until you go to heaven. And actually, less than a month, she left heaven, which was very good for me. And I told them that, I said, I did that with my mom. What about your tata? They said, okay, Abuna, pray for her. I said, okay. So there is a kind of prayer, which it is litany of departure and stuff like that, those who are on the edge, it helped them to go to heaven. I laid my hand on her head to pray for her, specific prayers to go to heaven. Then I forgot all the prayers. All the prayers. I couldn't remember anything. I said, Lord, give me any prayer. Nothing. The people were thinking that I was praying for her. Actually, I was praying for myself to get any prayer. And I kept asking the Lord, Lord God, give me any prayer because I wanna pray for her. So at the end, God reminded me of unction of the sick. I said, sick? No, I want debacha. But still, unction of the sick only. So I prayed for her and anointed her with the oil, and I left. After 30 minutes, they called me and said, Abuna, you made a miracle, you made a miracle. Teta came back to life, very normal. She's talking, she's moving, she doesn't need even a physiotherapy. She is eating everything very normal. You made a miracle. I said, no, I made nothing. I didn't do anything because I was praying for something else. So your teta made a miracle, not me. So after 4 or 5 days, she went back into coma. They asked me to go. I prayed for her again. Then when I went, I said to them, huh, what would you like me to pray? They said, whatever you want, do whatever you want. Because I pray something and God do something else. So I prayed for her, and all the prayer which I want to pray for her, it came to my mind. So I was sure that she will leave. So I said to them, take her blessings because Teta might leave to heaven today. And I went to the other side of the bed. They kept crying and kissing her hands and feet and heads, and they were crying. So they cut my heart into... I couldn't believe myself that I am hearing such a cry, because as you know that in the monasteries we never cry for somebody go to heaven. So I said to Lord, and to my heart I was praying. I said, Lord, they love her so much. They want her to be with them. Why you don't leave her? Let her live for them. And if you want to take somebody, take me. I'm instead of her. A deal. Is it a good deal, Lord? Take me instead of her. I'm a monk. Nobody wants me, and I don't want anybody. So it's my chance to go now. And I kept praying into my heart very strongly that to go to heaven, I wish to go there, and I believe that I'm gonna be in heaven very soon. All of a sudden, the lady opened her eyes, and she looked to me, to the other side, and said, don't say that, don't say that. I am the one who wanna go, not you. I am the one who wanna go to heaven, not you. And she kept, she scared me. I said, okay, madam, go ahead, no problem. Yeah. Will not yani bother each other, whoever goes, yani. So that the lady, she is a saintly lady. She knew what I'm praying into my into my heart. And in the meantime, when she found somebody else is going to take her part or her place in heaven, she said, no, I want to go. Do you think any of us can say that? I want to go. I want to be into heaven now. Or I am preparing for my pension. I'm preparing for my retirement. I'm preparing for so and so and so, a lot of stuff. And I forget to prepare for my heaven. So the third temptation of the Lord, for the Lord Jesus Christ, it was about world. I will give you the world. I don't need the world, Jesus said. I am the God. Everything in my hand. But on behalf of all the humans, all my sons and daughters, we don't need the world or anything in this world. Yes, we have to glorify God in everything we do. Yes, we have to be very successful in our works, in our studies, in everything. But not to stay. Not for our accounts, but for His account. We'll do our best to glorify God. And this makes us think why we are doing what? Why we are doing what? I mean, like today, before you come to the church, why did you come to the church? Did you ask yourself? Did you come to the church today just to be with your friends, with your or with your families? Did you come today for socialization at the end of the liturgy? Did you come today to make yourself satisfied that you are a good guy? Did you come today to be a deacon and sing as much as you can? Or did you come to the church today to meet with the one whom you loved so much, our Lord Jesus Christ? Did you come to meet Him? Did you come really to raise your heart and say, Lord, I come to your house to meet with you and to show you how much love towards you in my heart? When you come to the communion, you just take the communion because you have to take the communion, or you are taking the communion because you want to be in unity with our Lord Jesus Christ. You want Him to be in you. When you go to confess, you go to confess just to as a routine stuff, or you are eager to confess to be clean and to be ready to have the communion and to have Jesus Christ in you. When you serve to be a servant, or you serve it to because you love Him so much and you want to offer something in return. When you fast, we are in the fasting now. You fast, Jesus Christ, our Lord Himself, fasted on our behalf 40 days and 40 nights. And we are very stubborn. Most of the time we say, no, you know, the fasting food, it's not good for our stomach. It makes my colon is hurting. And we keep complaining. And Jesus fasted for us 40 days and 40 nights. So why you are doing what? Ask yourself, anything you do, even in the world, you're working. Why? Why you're working? To get money. Why you get money? For my kids and my family. And so what? And also for God. This is the point. Anything you get, anything you have, it goes to be belongs to God. So all our minds, all our hearts, not in this world, but in heaven. So we prepare ourselves to be in heaven day and night. And this is the most important thing. And you can do that by one thing. It's written. Read the Bible and know what is written exactly. So when the devil comes to attempt you, you will be ready with verses to answer him. You can't, by your worldly wisdom, you can fight with him. The battle is will never stop, and the devil will never stop. He will keep attacking you right and left. And you have to be strong. And how you be strong? To know what you are doing and why you are doing anything you are doing belongs to God, and also through the Bible, because this is will help you a lot. May the Lord God give us a real fasting, a real prayer, a real thought of heaven and eternity, day and night. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.